Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free Doc Love Show segment, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com. This is from March 3rd, 2021. Now, brainwashing is a popular segment that Doc would often feature. And to be clear, he respected the people that wrote columns, had TV shows, etc. But his takeaway always was that dating advice was something specialized, and you had to study and understand it like he did. In other words, just because you write a column or have a TV show or whatever doesn't mean you automatically give great advice. And Doc would often pick apart advice that he thought would hurt a guy's cause in dating. Now, here's one coming up. Trying to turn friendship into romance. By the way, what will never hurt your cause is to get the system at doclove.com/system, also known as the Dating Dictionary. You can get it in book form, either electronic or physical book, or audio, and just read the You Changed My Life letters at doclove.com/system. This stuff works. Now, let's hear about why it's a bad idea trying to turn friendship into romance.
Doc, let's continue on with the brainwashing segment. I got one more item for you here.
Sure.
Okay, my favorite brainwasher, actually, is Cheryl Levin. She writes a column called Tales from the Front. And actually, let me read the whole thing to you, Doc. It's quite short. It's only about four paragraphs long. And she actually starts out with kind of decent advice, and then, well, you'll see how it disintegrates from there. Remember Ready to Give Up? He's the divorced 40-year-old man who has met lots of nice women who were interesting but not interested, or vice versa. He said dating was an exhausting exercise in futility. I told him to slow down. Don't forget you're not looking for your next wife. You're looking for your last wife. I said keep your eyes, your heart, and your mind open. That's not bad.
No. So far, so good.
But here.
Let me tell you guys out there. They all start out good. It's their conclusions. When they get down the road, they should go right. They go left. That's where the problem comes in. Go ahead.
Well, let me offer a little caveat to this, is that I am not opposed to having friendships with women. In fact, I have a lot of good friendships with women. But when you're in the mode of dating and you're looking for a romantic partner, I think that the whole friendship thing can be misconstrued, and it can actually be a detriment to you. In this guy's case here, listen to this, Doc. I've been keeping to my new credo, build friendships first. Whatever happens after that will happen on its own. It's actually been quite a relief and a little liberating. I have an acquaintance that I was interested in dating for some time. We went on a few formal dates, and I was getting pretty into her, but the feeling wasn't mutual. She eventually told me straight out that I wasn't her type. Well, as it turns out, she still wanted to remain friends and continue to hang out, and that's exactly what we've done, and it's been wonderful. Now, I want to get your opinion on this, Doc, but what I kind of took out of this is this guy is, and again, I don't have a problem with a friendship with a woman, but this guy is trying to find himself a romantic partner, and what he's doing is, you know, he's focusing all his energy. It's like, this is wonderful. I got a friendship out of this. What he should be doing is, you know, trying to get as many numbers as he can to try to find that one.
Yeah, I'd rather go out with a friend, you know, unless what I would do with this girl is show her off.
Yeah.
And then I would go hustle other girls. We'll see how long she wants to remain his friend then. That's what I'd do.
And the thing is it just doesn't, I mean, the advice just doesn't go far enough, because it ends right there, and it's almost like, oh, the object is just to get a friend, and eventually something will happen. But, you know, what she doesn't say, which only Doc Love says, is the guy has got to act like a salesman and take a real active role in his love life.
That's right. You have to really think between the lines here, because when they're pouring out this advice, unless you have, memorized my principles, you're not going to see it. That's what's sad.
Yeah, and the idea with this, too, is this guy, you know, it's like when you end the column, it's like it's kind of sending a subtle message to guys that, yeah, just keep pursuing friendships with women, because eventually something's going to click. Well, nothing's going to click unless you take an active role in your own
love. Yeah, and that's
life.
Why I say on the second date you're kissing the girl. Because if he would have kissed this girl on the second date, she says she would have told him sooner. So rather than go out on six dates, which, by the way, he's paying for everything.
Yes.
You know, when they go out on this friendship stuff, this girl's not going to pay half her way.
Yes.
So in other words, we take the free ride on the dating ship, but when he tries to go for the kiss, we're going to be on the friendship train.
Do you want more? Well, this show went about an hour. You missed advanced system training with Doc Love Club members. They're breaking down a chapter of the system and giving you their take. Very interesting. Why distance is no good for a relationship, and how do you handle it when she nags you? Go to DocLoveClub.com for a free week and more. Plus, that's where you can sign up. And don't forget, DocLove.com has even more great free content. See you next week. Thanks for being here.